Okay, so maybe we can explain tonight.
Tonight, what we're going to do is just we're going to look at Job 23, and I'll give some thoughts and some overview as to the passage, and then we'll just open it up to what people might think or not, what they want to share, what verses speak to them, and also how we can apply this to our lives.
じゃあ今日はヨブ23章を学びます。まず僕はまずみんなで読んで、そして僕はまとめをします。それから皆さんどの箇所が自分に対して目立っている面白い興味深いことか、自分が何か考えていることをぜひ話し合ってください。お願いします。
Okay, so Job 23 verse 1. Then Job replied, "Even today my complaint is rebellion. His hand is heavy despite my groaning. Oh that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his seat. I would present my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would learn the words which he would answer and perceive what he would say to me. Would he contend with me by the greatness of his power? No, surely he will pay attention to me. There the upright will reason with him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backwards, but I cannot perceive him. When he acts on the left, I cannot behold him. He turns on the right, I cannot see him. But he knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held fast to his path. I have kept his way, and I have not turned aside. I have treasured from the command of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is unique, and who can turn him? And what his soul desires, that he does. For he performs what is appointed for me, and many such decrees are with him. Therefore, I would be dismayed at his presence. When I consider, I am terrified of him. It is God who has made my heart faint, and the Almighty who has dismayed me. But I am not silenced by the darkness, nor gloom which covers me." Lord, we ask you tonight for your words. We ask you for you to speak to us. We ask you, Lord, that your truth, and to you be the glory, and to you be the honor in all that we say and do, for Jesus' sake and for Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
ヨブは答えていった。今日もまた私は背く心でうめき、私の手は自分の嘆きのために祈る。ああできればどこで神に会えるかを知り、その御座にまで行きたい。私は御前に訴えを並べ立て、言葉の限り討論したい。私は神が答える言葉を知り、私に言われることが何であるかを悟りたい。神は力強く私と争われるだろうか。いやむしろ私に心を止めてくださろう。そこで正しい人が神と論じ合おう。そうすれば私は常しえに裁きを免れる。ああ私が前へ進んでも神はおられず、後ろに行っても神を認めることができない。左に向かって行っても私は神を見ず、右に向きを変えても私は会うことができない。しかし神は私の行く道を知っておられる。神は私を調べられる。私は金のように出てくる。私の足は神の歩みに付き従い、神の道を守ってそれなかった。私は神の唇の命令から離れず、私の定めよりも御口の言葉を蓄えた。しかし御心は一つである。誰がそれを翻すことができようか。神は心の欲するところを行われる。神は私について定めたことを成し遂げられるからだ。このような多くの定めが神のうちにある。だから私は神の前で怯え、 これをもって神を恐れているのだ。神は人の心を弱くし、全能者は私を怯えさせた。私は闇によって消されず、彼が暗黒を私の前からなくされたからだ。
So Job here is coming towards the climax of the book. This chapter, chapter 23, is the hinge, it's the turning chapter. It's when the whole book changes over.
このヨブ23章はヨブの軸のようなもので、これから方向は完全に変わります。
Job has been going through many trials and difficulties. He's lost everything. He's lost his kids. He's lost his farm. He's lost his health. He's lost everything. Has gone.
ヨブはあらゆる困難を通ってきました。すべてを失いました。子供も農場も健康も全部失ってしまった。
On top of that, he's had these three wise men who've come into his life to tell him where he went wrong.
で、そのおまけにこの知人3人が彼のところに勝手に入ってきて、彼の過ちを全部指示しようとされました。
And what they've told him is almost right. It's almost true.
そして彼らは指示しようとしていることは、まあほぼ合っている。ほとんど合ってます。
It almost makes sense, and Job here is tempted to give in and end the pain by giving in to their arguments.
そして彼らが論じ合っている言葉は何とか理解できるけど、ヨブはこの時点でまあ諦めて彼らの言っていることを納得できるように誘惑されています。
Just like when Jesus was tempted by the devil, what the devil had to say was based out of the Bible, and it was almost true, but it wasn't quite the whole truth.
イエス様は悪魔に誘惑された時と同じように、悪魔が言っていることは、ほとんど合っているようなもので、聖書から引用していました。しかしそれは神様の完全な真実ではありませんでした。
So Job teaches us here is that one of the great trials we can go through is when we have to sort out the truth from the almost truth.
そしてここでヨブが教えてくださっていることは私たちは全部皆さん通る必要なのある試練の一つは本当の真実とほとんど合っているだけど完全ではないことの見分けをすることです。
The second point that Job here is making is that he doesn't have to prove that he is right to his friends, to these three people who came to him.
そして二つ目のジョブが教えているポイントは別にこの3人に対して自分を正当化しなくても良いものです。
He's been cast down, but he's no longer going to get into fights and arguments and disputes about why he is right and why they are wrong.
彼は地面に落とされたような立場だけど、しかしもう なぜ彼は正しいで彼は間違っているとかそういう討論をもう続けないようにしています。
Sometimes when we're going through trouble or difficulties, we want to prove to everyone that we were right all along instead of just being quiet and waiting for God to act。
たまには多くの苦しみとか悩みを通っているときに私たちはどうしても自分がなんで正しい 立場にあるかを弁明しようとする傾向があります。逆に黙って神様の行動を待ち望むの方ことが良いでしょうか。
So instead of speaking to them, Job ignores their very persuasive wisdom and instead speaks to the Lord.
そして彼らと討論を断ってそして彼らの説得力のある知恵をこの時点で断って、そして彼らではなくて神様に話し始めます。
Don't forget these three friends were some of the wisest men of their time.
覚えてください。この友達3人は当時の世界一の知人でした。
But in chapter 4 we readthat a spirit came to one of them, Eliphaz, and he gives them this wisdom to speak against Job in chapter 4.
そして、ヨブ4章では、エリファズに、霊が、現れた。そして、ヨブに対して、語っている、その知恵が、その例から教えられたと書いてます。それは
4:16 And it stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence, then I heard a voice. Verse 17. Can mankind be just before God? Can a man be pure before his maker?
ヨブ4章15節から、その時一つの霊が私の顔の上に取り過ぎ、私の身の毛がよだった。それは立ち止まったが、私はその顔立ちを見分けることができなかった。しかしその姿は私の目の前にあった。静寂、そして私は一つの声を聞いた。人は神の前に正しくありえようか、人はその作り主の前に清くありえようか。
So this teaches us that the greatest thing in the trial is not so much the problem or the physical suffering or even the emotional suffering. It can be the mental suffering. It can beThat somebody's trying to put a wisdom into our heads that's not from God.
だから私たちの困難の中で最もひどい耐え難い側面は肉にある苦しみとか不健康のこととか外面的なものではなくて精神的なもので誰かある、霊的なものが私たちの頭に神様から出てこない知恵を勝手に入れようとするものです。
The temptation is to give in to this wisdom instead of going into pain and groaning and moaning. It's just for the sake of peace, just to have your head clear, say, okay, I accept.I'm not gonna fight anymore.
私たちが一番誘惑されているところは、そのような知恵に納得すること。そしてもう自分の、正しさとか、自分の、立場を完全にじゃあ僕は間違っていると認めて、やっぱりこの問題は自分の罪のためだと納得してしまうこと、そしてそれは自分の心に平安が一時的に与えられるように、もういい、分かりましたというような誘惑です。
Sometimes if we're going to walk with the Lord, it's going to get very, very uncomfortable.
主と共に歩むならためには本当に辛い時もあります。
In the army, this is something they teach you on the army training, is that if you're going to be in the army, it's going to get very, very uncomfortable. So you better get used to it. You better get used to not feeling at all happy about standing up to your eyes in mud and water and hungry and tired.
うん、まあ、軍隊の訓練にこの原則がよく出ます。その訓練の時に彼らが言っているのは、まあ、軍隊で活躍すると本当に辛い時があるから、今慣れなければならない。今別に目のところまで深い泥に立っている時でも、水にいる時でも、疲れた時でも、お腹が減っている時でも、それは本当に不快だけど、まあ、慣れないとしょうがない。
It's a bit like physical exercise. If you try to get physically fit, it's going to get very uncomfortable at the start. It's going to be very uncomfortable. As you train, as you get, as you seek to get to be a fit person.
まあ体を鍛える時も同じです。トレーニングをやり出す時は一番大変でしょう。
And so this is in this chapter is how Job works his way through that pain. How he works his way through the fact that God is quiet and silent.And he's facing all these bad voices and accusations.
そしてこの章では、ヨブはどのようにこの痛みをに乗り越えることが教えられています。彼が多くの声とか誘惑をどのように、しかも神様は何も語っていないようです。それに対してどのように理解すればいいかを。まあ、乗り越えようとしていること。
Job is tired and he is weary, he's very worn out, but he's still able to overcome, and this chapter shows us how he overcomes, and it can show us how we too can overcome even when we are tired, even when we are weary of carrying the load of faith.
ヨブは本当に疲れ張っています。疲れ切っています。そして自分の負担は大変だけど、その時でもなんとか勝利を得ることができました。そしてヨブはこの章によってどのように勝利を得たかは教えられています。そして私たちも同じように自分の、まあ、信仰の負担が大変すぎと思っているときにどのように乗り越えようとすればいいかもここでわかります。
First thing that Job does is that he works through that God is hidden. God cannot always be found.
まあ最初ヨブはこのポイントをまあ、納得するようになります。神様は隠されているものです。ためには探しても神様を見出せない時があるものです。
Suffering can also be in just the waiting and waiting for God to act.
まあ一瞬の苦しみはただ神様の行動を待ち望むことです。神様が何か行うするまでに黙って待ってることも大変ということです。
But in verse 8 he goes this and he says that who can demand of God? Who can demand that God will show up and God will do this right away?
8節では私が前進んでも神はおられず。Is it 8?
Yeah, verse 8.
23:8?
Yeah, 23:8.
But if I go to the east, he's not there.
Behold, I go forward, but he's not there. And backwards, I cannot perceive him.
Okay. 私が前進んでも神はおられず、後ろに行っても神を認めることができないと書いています。
meaning that no matter sometimes where we do, no matter what we do, God will not end this trial, that God will not take us and deliver us. We have to stay in that waiting place.
どういう意味かというと、たまには別に私たちは何をしなくても何をしても今の状態が終わらない。例えばあれをすればいいとかそれをすればいいと言われても、でも私たちはただ待ってその場所に立って待つしかないという時もあります。
In verse 10 Job acknowledges that he's in the furnace, he's in the fire, he's in the melting pot。
10節ではヨブは精錬されているところ、私は金のように出てくるというように言っています。
He knows that this is a hard time and that God has put him into this hard time.
今は大変な辛い時期です。そしてここにいるのは神様の技だと認めています。
And it's not because of sin, it's not because of his bad character, but it's to purify him and to bring a glory to God.
そして分かっていることは、これは自分の罪のせいではない、自分の悪い態度とか悪い性格のためだというわけでもない、逆にこれは神様に栄光を与えるためにある状態です。
In a sense, Job comes to the point where he realizes that this is his appointed timeto go through the fire, to go through the furnace.
そしてここでヨブがやっと分かってきた。ここはヨブが火を取らなければならない、その定められている時だということ。
In Deuteronomy 4:20, it is the same.Word given to the children of Israel when they were in Egypt.
新命記4章20節、エジプトにいる、エジプトから出てきたイスラエルに対して与えられた言葉と同じです。
In Deuteronomy 4:20, but the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace from Egypt to be a people for his own possession as today.
主はあなた方を取って鉄の炉をエジプトから連れ出し、今日のようにご自分の所有の民とされた。
In a sense, Job looks at this and knows that this is a necessity, that this is part of God's choice for his life.
そしてヨブは今の状態を見て、さあこれは必要だと分かってきます。これは自分の人生に対して定められていることだと分かっています。
And in verse 12 he says that I have not departed from the command of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than necessary food.
そして12節では、私は神の唇の命令をから離れず、私の定めよりも御口の言葉を蓄えた。
He realizes that his satisfaction is not going to be in outer things, but in his inner being, in inside.
彼の満足はこの世のものではなくて、内側で自分の心で満足を持っていることが分かります。
So our attitude to what God is doing in our life is very, very important.To get us through the waiting on God for act.
そして神様が行うものを行うまで待ち望むその試練を耐えることのできる一つの条件が、神様の働きに対する私たちの態度が大事です。
In a sense, Job is saying that.Nothing's going to make this any easier, but I know that there will be I will bring glory to God in this.
そしてある意味ではヨブが言っているのは、私は何をしてもこの辛い経験、辛い時をあ和らぐことはできないけど、しかしこの中に神様が栄光を受けることがあります。
Sometimes when we've prayed every prayer that we can pray and we've done everything that we can do and we're still going through this difficult time.
まあ、たまにはできる限り祈った、できるだけ行動しましたが、しかしこの辛い時をまだ通っていることがあります。
Instead of blaming ourselves, instead of blaming other people, instead of blaming our circumstances, we come to a place where we just accept this as necessary for God's work to be done.
その時、自分に批判せずに、他の人のせいにもせずに、ただ、まあ、神様の働きの中では、これは必要だ。そして、待つしかないと悟るようになります。
And in verses 13 to 17 Job talks about how he goes through this.
そして13節から17節まで、ヨブはこの大変な時期をどのように乗り越えるか、通れるかについて話しています。
And he says two things
まあ、2つの、ことを言ってます。
He's saying God is frightening to be with.
神様は一緒にいるのに恐れるものです。怖いことです。
Verse 15. When I therefore I would be dismayed at his presence. When I consider, I am terrified of him.
だから私は神の前で怯え。これを思って神を恐れているのだ。
Being afraid of what God's gonna do in our lives and being afraid of the future is not necessarily a sign of weak faith.
神様は自分の人生で何をなさっているか、そして自分の将来でどうなさるかについて恐れることは決して信仰の弱い印ではありません。
Being scared in the middle of a trial is not a sign that you are a bad person or that your faith isn't strong.
試練の中で怯えること、怖がることはあなたは弱いとか、あなたの信仰が強くないのような印ではありません。
But Job is willing to still go through it even though he's terrified, even though he's very scared of what's happening, he's still prepared to go through this because it's God's will.
正しい態度は、ヨブは怯えても恐れていても神の御心だと分かっているから、ヨブはそれでもさあ意思的にこの試練を通ろうじゃないかという考え方です。
The second thing that Job has to work through is that he doesn't understand. It's a mystery to him. God's ways are outside of what he can understand.
次に納得しなければならないことは、神様の道は探ることはできない。理解しがたいことです。
He's confused as to what is actually happening and why God is allowing this.
何が起こっているか、なんで神様はこんなことを許しておられるかを全然理解できません。
But he doesn't give in to those fears. He still keeps on standing in the place of faith.
しかし彼は恐れていても、その恐れに負けず、信仰の立場に立ち続けるものです。
In the Lord's Prayer, when Jesus told us to pray,
主の祈り、イエス様はこのように祈りなさいとおっしゃったときに、
At the end of the prayer, he says that, I'll just find the verse here. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13.
マタイ6章13節。
Before he says, deliver us from evil, he says in verse 13, do not lead us into temptation.
悪からお救いくださいという前に、私たちを試みに合わせないでと言います。
The word temptation in Hebrew means a weight, it means a mass, it means a heavy, uncarryable load.
ヘブライ語で試みという言葉は重さ重り運ぶことができない負担です。
And so in a sense Jesus is asking us to pray that we won't give in to total despair and will just give up and not carry on.
そしてイエス様が言っているのは、私たちは諦めないということ。この負担の中で諦めてもうここで終わりと言ってしまわないように。
We might be scared and we might not understand what is going on, but it shouldn't lead us to give up and to give in to the voices of that God hates us.
今起こっている行われていることで恐れていることがあるかもしれない。全く何が起こっているか理解全然できないかもしれないけど、だからといって諦めて、神様が私たちのことを嫌っているとか忘れている声に納得していいわけではありません。
Nor should we give in to the voices where we hate ourselves and think ourselves beyond God's mercy or grace.
他の声があります。私たちは忌むべきもので、神の恵みに対してもう希望のないものだという声も断らなければならない。
And if you look at verses 16 and 17, we see the very heart of Job and how he overcomes this great difficulty in verses 16and 17 of Job 23.
そしてヨブ23章の16節と17節でヨブの心の底が現れる。どのようにして彼はこの声に勝利を得ることがわかります。
It is God who made my heart faint, and the Almighty who has dismayed me.
16節では、神は私の心を弱くし、全能者は私を怯えさせた。
But in verse 17, but I am not silenced by the darkness, nor the deep gloom which covers me.
私は闇によって消されず、彼が暗黒を私の前からなくされたからだ。
And so Job, even in the deep darkness, he's still able to walk with God.
暗黒の中でも神様と共に歩むことができます。
No one says you can't be a disciple and not be scared.
Sorry?
Nobody says that you can't walk with God and be scared. You can still be scared and walk as a disciple.
弟子怖がりながら弟子として歩くことができます。
You can also be a good disciple and go through the darkness of not knowing what's going on.
そして暗黒の中を歩みながら、全く何が起こっているか理解しないで、でも良い弟子として歩くこともあります。
It seems the wise are often the ones who struggle the most who don't understand what God is doing.
神様が何をなさっているかを理解できない最も混乱するような人たちは知人だみたい知人だそうです。
So Job, when all these other voices are pushing on his head and telling him to give up, he talks to God directly. He talks to God, though he cannot see him.
諦めたらよいとか自分が悪いとかそういう声がどこからも責められる時にヨブは神様に語ります。
Like it says in verse 17, I am not silenced by this darkness.
It's a little different translation in Japanese. It says, God hasn't taken the darkness away from me. I'll read what it says. It says, I'm not rubbed out by the darkness. okay. 私は闇によって消されず。Yeah, okay. I'm not erased by the darkness.
Yes, even though the darkness has covered me, I'm not alone in this.
Right. この闇が私のに追っていても、私は一人ぼしではありません。
And this is the way that Job overcomes this waiting and this weariness, this being so uncomfortable.
この不快の時。待っている時一人ぼっちの時に乗り越え方はこの態度を示していることによる
He's not afraid to let his feelings out. He's not afraid to actually say that this is terrifying, this is difficult, this is I don't understand what's going on.
ヨブは自分の感情的な面を平気に示している。これは怖い。どうなっているか分からないと平気に言います。
But it doesn't mean that God won't take me through it.
だからといって神様は私を連れて行かれないわけではない。
And so we too can walk as Job did.
私たちもヨブが歩んでいるように歩めます。
If God was able to take Job through this deep trial and this difficulty, He can take us.
もしヨブをこの大変な試練、大変な闇を通して連れていくことができたら、私たちも自分の前の闇を運ぶことができます。
The big lesson in chapter 23 is the attitude we have to God and the will of God will either help us or it will cover us and make us give up.
23章の主なレッスンは試練の時の私たちの態度です。それによって私たちは通ることができるか諦めることになります。
Let's pray.
じゃあ祈りましょう。
Let's pray especially for those people we know that are going through, maybe friends, maybe family, which are going through deep darkness, going through uncomfortable, lonely times.
特に私たち の友人周りの人で今特に大変な試練を通っている、特に寂しい試練を通っている人たちのためにもこれを考えながら祈りましょう。
Let's be a good friend to them.
彼らに対していい友の役をしましょう。
Let's pray.
祈りましょう。
So Lord, for those of us that are maybe tired, who are weary, who are tired of speaking and tired of trying to find an answer, we pray and ask you to be with us. Though, Lord, we cannot sometimes see you, though it is hard to know where you're taking us and why these things have come in our life, Lord, we know that for such a time as this, you have called us. It's for for such an appointed place as this that you have put us in, so that one day we will overcome and will come out like gold. Lord, we can be frightened. Lord, we can be terrified. Lord, we can be deadly afraid, but that does not mean that we are faithless. And even where we don't know where to take the next step, Lord, we believe by faith that you know where we are. And in the right time, in the right way, you will bring us through. That though we might feel like our life has ended, our time is finished, Lord, it will not silence us before you. And you will hear our voice. And you will bring us out like the gold to glorify your name. So give us patience, Lord, to go through these uncomfortable times. Give us patience over other people who are also going through difficult, long periods of pain and suffering. May we not listen to the voices that would come against us. May we not give in to ending the trial before it's time. But may we listen to you, God, and speak to you heart to heart, friend to friend, as Moses did, face to face. That we know that our Redeemer lives and that he will bring us through, even if we are in the midst of the darkest place. It shall be as light to you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.